This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. David Lenardi, who is the world's authority in vitality and longevity medicine and highly in demand as a corporate speaker and author of several books on anti-aging, longevity, and vitality. Dr. Lenardi is set to launch his newest release titled Alzheimer's Memory Loss MCI, The Latest Science for Prevention and Treatment. Dr. Lenardi, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
It's my privilege. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So what was the catalyst for writing this book at this time?
Well, at the Lenardi Institute, our goal is vitality and longevity for our patients. And we're pretty effective at preventing coronary heart disease, cancer, actually reversing coronary heart disease, preventing cancer, reversing osteoporosis, reversing diabetes. And what we realized that if we're really saving people as we age from those diseases, what will they face next? And, of course, that would be Alzheimer's disease as the next biggest killer. So 2 years ago, we started doing in-depth research on the biochemistry behind Alzheimer's disease and what we could do to mitigate that biochemistry in terms of lifestyle change, nutritional supplements, bioidentical hormone replacement, and even prescription medications, if the prescription medication targets the root cause of the disease and not just the mask symptoms. So we were so shocked by the number of elements that are effective against the disease that are backed by strong data in published studies in peer-reviewed medical journals that we decided to put together a program using all of those elements. And we identified 33 elements in the medical literature that have effectiveness against the root causes of Alzheimer's disease. And to our surprise, nobody has ever assembled all 33 of those elements. They've typically all been studied in isolation, one element or two elements at a time, sometimes three or four, all showing good evidence, but none actually affecting a cure. But what we wonder is if we assemble all 33 elements, can we make some very strong headway against this disease? And we believe we can.
Your book specifies six steps. Can you briefly explain those?
Sure. The six steps are first to, and this is all explained in the book. Obviously, there's no way I could give everybody all the details in this short interview. But the first step is to reduce oxidative stress, and we go through an entire chapter on that. The second step is to reduce glycation, which is the bonding of sugar to protein, and that has much to do with the control of blood sugar in the body, which in turn has a tremendous effect on our rate of developing degenerative disease, including Alzheimer's. The third step is to limit inflammation in the body, and there's a chapter on that. The fourth step is to alter our gene expression. So we're all born with a blueprint of genes that everybody believes determines what's going to happen to us from a health standpoint. But what most people don't realize is that we control the switching of those genes. There are harmful genes that we can turn off with the right lifestyle changes and nutritional supplements, and there are beneficial genes that we can turn on. We have a chapter on altering gene expression. And the next step, the fifth step, is to use those nutritional supplements and specific bioidentical hormones that alter the root causes of Alzheimer's disease and affect those root causes. And then the final step involves mental exercises and sleep hygiene. So again, there are 33 elements in all among those six steps. And if one were to employ all 33, we believe that the disease can either be at least slowed or hopefully arrested and possibly even reversed.
How does one build a better brain?
Well, it really involves those six steps, and it's a matter of, first using lifestyle change to avoid the toxins that take their toll over time. Oxidative stress, for example, the creation of oxygen-free radicals, is increased by our exposure to pollution. One of the simplest things people can do is to use the recirculation button in their automobile when they're in any degree of traffic, instead of pulling that outside air into your cabin that's loaded with carbon monoxide and diesel particulates and other products of hydrocarbon combustion. Drinking purified water is essential, preferably water treated with reverse osmosis or distillation. Taking the correct supplements, including not just a multivitamin, multimineral, and antioxidant, but there are a variety of nutritional supplements that have direct effect on the brain to mitigate the processes behind Alzheimer's disease. And specifically, those are the accumulation of beta amyloid protein and another culprit that scientists call neurofibrillary tangles. There are supplements that we can take that directly interfere with these processes to help preserve our brain. And then finally, bioidentical hormone replacement is remarkably effective in preventing those root causes as well. Because as we age, hormone levels decline, and as we all know, as we age, Alzheimer's risk goes up. And as it turns out, when you look at the medical literature, that's not a coincidence. There's a direct relationship there between the decline in hormones and the increased rate and risk of Alzheimer's disease. Hormones, particularly testosterone, and in women, estradiol and progesterone, are very protective against Alzheimer's. And another hormone, actually, that's quite protective against Alzheimer's is DHEA, which is available over-the-counter, and melatonin, which many people take to help them sleep more deeply and more restfully, has multiple mechanisms by which it combats the root causes of Alzheimer's disease.
Today we are with Dr. David Lenardi, who is the world authority in vitality and longevity medicine here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Lenardi, what is the expected outcome of your treatment?
Well, we've not proven that assembling these 33 elements will actually reverse Alzheimer's disease. But based on the discoveries we've made in the medical literature, we believe that accumulating all 33 of them and providing them together will have a strong impact on the disease, and we hope it engineers a reversal. So we don't have specific expectations. Clearly, the earlier we catch the disease, the greater the effect we're going to have on it. We think our program is extremely effective in prevention. We think it's very likely to arrest or even reverse the disease if we catch it in the earliest phase. The earliest phase is called mild cognitive impairment. There's an acronym for it, MCI, which is getting quite a bit of press these days as we learn more about Alzheimer's disease. But MCI can now be diagnosed with neuropsychiatric testing, and there's actually a new scan available called the Amyvid PET scan that will soon be available in just about every community in the United States. And for people that are approaching middle age and are noticing difficulties with memory, word searching, forgetting people's names and things like that, if they want to know if this is normal aging or if it's possibly the tip of the iceberg or mild cognitive impairment or pre-Alzheimer's, this neuropsychiatric testing can be done and the Amyvid PET scan can be very helpful in actually determining their level of deficit and whether or not they have a serious problem or whether it's just normal brain aging. And the earlier you catch this disease, the greater the effectiveness of our program. And that's why we encourage people, if they're concerned about memory loss or other cognitive difficulties, that they get tested. And we do that, of course, at the Leonardi Institute here in Denver, Colorado.
Well, tell us where our listeners can buy this book.
Well, right now it's going to be available exclusively on Amazon.com, but we are looking for other avenues in terms of bookstores, possibly later on iTunes. But right now it's available, well, I shouldn't say right now, in about 4 days it'll be available on Amazon.com.
Very good. It's been a privilege to have you on the show. We've been talking with Dr. David Lenardi, who is the world authority in vitality and longevity medicine, and set to launch his newest release titled book, Alzheimer's Memory Loss, MCI, the latest science for prevention and treatment. And the websites of reference is LenardiInstitute.com and Cycle-Breakers.com. Dr. David Lenardi, thanks so much for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network and their General Health Channel. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.